The opinions expressed in the following program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Positive Thoughts with Uncle Tim. I'm here with my guy, J.R. Gray.
What's up, my brother?
How you doing, man?
Can't complain, man. I'm blessed.
Big C Ski Town.
Yeah.
You're doing it big, man.
I'm doing something.
I hear you.
I'm doing something.
Well, so tell the people, man. Introduce yourself, man.
Where I look at? Okay, what's up? What's up, everybody? My name is Glenn Douglas Gray Jr. Everybody called me J.R. I've been called that by my mom since I was young. My father was Glenn Sr. Mm-hmm. I was young, and his name is Glenn the Third, along with her, with his sister Madison, and I'm a father of two, of course, saying that, and just J.R. from Muskegon, Michigan, country town boy. With big dreams, goals, and ambitions, man. God is great, and I'm just happy to be here, man.
From the Heights?
No, downtown.
Downtown, okay.
Downtown all day. Yes.
Apple and Six. That's my granny's sister that was Apple and Six.
Oh, Apple's? Oh, yeah. Apple and Six. That's way... Apple and Six. Yeah, it might be.
It's right downtown.
Definitely downtown. Yep. But I'm really glad to be here, man. I thank you guys for bringing me on to the show, man. I was excited. I was nervous. Believe it or not, I was nervous. I was.
It's okay, man.
I was like, man, do I need to, sharpen up on my speaking and all that stuff? So I ain't know.
No, we just kick it here, man. You know, we keep it lighthearted, man, positive, man. And for all those that don't know, man, Uncle Tim, the show, man, it really is a podcast about positivity and uplifting people, man. You know, we're here to, uplift people, man, and give them some prosperity thinking, man, you know, and some feelings about themselves, man, to uplift themselves and be more, man, than what, we are here being cast as, you know, but we doing more out here, man. Like yourself, man, you got all type of shows coming in from the Van Andel, right? You got one coming into the Van Andel. Tell the people what you got.
Oh, yeah. On May 21st, 2022, at the Van Andel Arena, we have a tour coming in that I've been on for the last 2 years, just on and off. And it's called the All-Star Legend of Hip Hop, man. I've grew with these individual legends, people I grew up listening to, man. We have Juvenile, we have Trina, Scarface, 8-Ball, MJG, DJ Quick.
Who
am I missing? Oh, yeah, and of course, Trick Daddy. Usually we have Too Short on the show, or we'll have... Twister or, you know, Pastor Troy, just switching everybody in and out, depending on to their schedule. But we're having those individuals, when I first said, come to the Van Andel Arena, man. I'm very excited about it because I have a lot of followers and a lot of, you know, support back home. When I say home, I mean in the whole West Michigan area, from Grand Rapids to Kalamazoo to Benn Harbor, Battle Creek, and, of course, Muskegon and Muskegon Heights.
Yeah.
Those individuals have been supporting me on the road, and we've been doing really well on the shows, man. I'm really happy at this, that we were able to bring it to my stumping ground and bring it back. Yeah, and really do something that's going to be hopefully legendary, that's going to stick in everybody's mind. You know, everybody see me, what I'm doing on the shows out there, and I want to bring that energy home with some help of some good local promoters and individuals that want to see some successful shows. Just really putting on for the city, man. That's my number one objective. I don't want anything to lack. Mm-hmm. I want, you know, what I can control. I'm thankful for A1 Productions and all those guys that brought me in here, the Van Andel, all those people that, you know, to write my check. That allow me to be, you know, in this thing, man, you know, and of course the fans, man, it's crazy. I got fans. I'm still not used to that, bro. That's weird. Like, that's weird. But nonetheless,
they all have fans. They just don't know us yet.
Yeah, it's weird.
Now they know you.
Yeah, it's crazy. And this support, but I like I say all the time, I would be nothing without the audience or the people that support me. You know what I'm saying? God gave me the opportunity for me to do this, and so every chance I get on stage, I push myself to the max for those people that work hard. You know, got kids, working 4 or 5 jobs or anything like that, or just spending money that's got laying there. It's still your money, and I appreciate it.
Right.
Because you could chose to do anything else with it, and you decided to spend it with us. And we want to make sure that we give all into the shows, you know what I'm saying? So that's where I'm with it, man.
Man, I like that, man. Salute to that, man. You know what I'm saying? You're bringing it back home, man. You've been all over traveling, you know, putting these dope artists together, man. You know, because we all grew up on that, man. You know, everybody you mentioned, man, I knew I had a song that I loved. out of each and one of them people, man. Oh, man. I was partying to it heavy, and I know the people from here gonna love it, man. And I'm gonna come out and support. Let me ask you something, though, mm-hmm. man. When did you recognize your talent was profitable, man?
Oof, when I recognized my talent was profitable.
Because you got a talent, man. You get what I'm saying? Like, you gathering people together. That's a talent. And then you took that talent and banked it.
For me, when I first discovered my talent was profitable, I was telling you a little bit about the story. I started off at the Elks Charity Lodge. I was a cook. And let me add, I'm a great cook.
Yeah, I heard about the turkey nuggets.
Yeah, I'm an awesome cook. And so as I began to, extend my stay at the restaurant, which is inside of the Elks Charity Lodge in Muskegon, Michigan, I was asked to do Fridays and Saturdays, after hours. And I started doing it, and I started mingling with the people, making them laugh. People started seeing my face and seeing who I was. And then I just jumped into, I want to give this a shot mode. It was a Friday night. I'll never forget it. They call it Grown and Sexy at the Elks. And I said, you know what? They call it the Grand Pooba. I said, you know what? Let me do this. I want to do this. He said, oh, yeah?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, yeah? I said, yeah. He said, all right, you got 2 weeks. Me being young, confident, cocky.
Right.
You know.
Gotta have it.
Yeah. I'm about to do this. Right. It ain't nothing. What? Come on. And I came up with this name called Team YOLO.
Okay.
Team YOLO, you only live once. At the time, that's when Drake, YOLO, popping. I'm just like, okay.
It is.
And I thought, I'm coming with this concept. Muskegon's never seen this. And therefore, I went for it. Man, I was, took $200 I needed from my kid's mom. And I was like, yeah, we about to have it. 2 weeks. I'm telling everybody, all my friends, family, come on out. Day of the show come. Day of the party come. I probably had about 14 people in that building. Oh. Talk about humbling.
Real quick.
It humbled me. And right there and there, I was thinking like, you know what? Let me just go back to the kitchen and not try again. But something inside me is like, no, this is called adversity. This is what you need. This is, all right. So I came back. I didn't even make enough money to give back to my son's mom. And the guy, he's like, man, you know what, man? You tried. Here. And that Monday I came to work. I said, you know what? I'm going to try one more time. Give me 1 month. And I went out and I found people and I'm going to say their names, Ty, okay. Marisha, and Brittany. I'll never, we don't talk like that much. We see each other. It's all love.
Yeah.
But without those three ladies, I would have never been able to do what I did in this game and what I'm doing. So I'm always grateful for them, and they helped me out, man. We had 1 month, and I was doing everything. I learned how to do flyers, which because I'm a graphic designer.
I heard that. We'll get to that.
I made a commercial. The commercial wasn't being made back then with all the graphics, and I knew how to do Facebook. And that next event, man, we came back and we just rocked the whole city. And Saturday nights, whenever I would have the Elks Charity Lodge, it would just be off the chain, and I just kept going from there, man. Everything just started going, that year just started going up, and then I became J.R. Gray, the party promoter.
You had to go get them, the super friends with you,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, man. But that's the thing about it. You can't, people are like, I don't need nobody. You don't, but you'll see how far you go. Know what I'm saying? Because that's not how the world works. You look at people that's locked up in solitary, they go crazy because they don't have physical touch. Exactly. They still feed them. They still get washed. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes they don't. But main thing, you don't have human contact.
And it drives you crazy.
It drives you crazy. So you trying to be in this world without help, you're going to fail all the time because that's not the way, the person I believe in, the man I believe in, God, made it, designed it. And so I always tell those individuals, thank you, man. I appreciate y'all, man, for helping me. And when I make it big, I got a big gift for them.
That's networking, man. That's networking. You went back, you got your networking team together, man, and you made it happen, man. You got your redemption.
I did, man.
I like to hear that. I just wanted to throw that to you, man, because a lot of young people out here, man, they're doing things, and they don't understand that them things they do every day, man, can be turned into their business, can be profitable. Yeah. You just got to find your direction, man, and get away from the crowd a little bit and shoot your shot.
Yeah. So that's the goal of it, man. You can't be afraid to fail. So every morning I wake up, man, every day I don't feel like it, but the first thing I do is I pray and read my word. I know it's kind of arbitrary because of what I do, but I just know my foundation. And then I listen to something that's going to motivate me to do more. You got your Steve Harvey, Eric Thomas, Lisa mm-hmm. Nichols, Gary V. Mm-hmm. I gotta say Eric Thomas one more time because right. he really motivated me. T.D. Jakes, Miles Monroe, right. Bill Gates, and also
let me throw a couple in there. Les yeah. Brown,
Les Brown,
Bob Proctor.
Proctor, you know what I'm saying? Winky, you know what I'm saying? Come on, man.
Michael Stotts.
Come on, man. All those people.
Yeah,
but I can say really Eric Thomas is the one that really motivated and moved me to really like think beyond where you are at. You know what I'm saying? And stop thinking. And I tell people this all the time. Everybody's not meant for your dream. You can't tell your vision to everybody because everybody's not going to see it.
They don't understand it.
From the time I started, I seen myself doing what I was doing. So I got to give a big shout out to Bishop Nathaniel Wells, who I worked for years.
Okay.
He used to have this thing called See It Before You See It. Mm. And when I was a little boy, man, I always was an entrepreneur. I used to sell fake Cartiers and make T-shirts back in the day when it was really popular. And that's what I was doing.
Right.
Long story short, here I am now keeping that same mentality to really, you know what I'm saying, go for your dreams. Like, I used to be called crazy. Bro, you can't do that, man. It's not you, you know what I'm saying?
They judge you off your past,
yeah.
man.
Sure.
They don't think you can go as far as you can go because they don't see themselves going
that's
as far.
It.
And that's not knocking nobody, man.
No, it's not.
Like you say, everybody can't take that ride because everybody don't have that faith.
And that's
everybody don't see what's within them. You seen what was in you.
I did. Well, I thought, well, I, you know what? I ain't going to lie.
I envisioned it.
I envisioned it, but I got lost a couple times. I got lost today. I was like, man, you know what? I don't even want to. But then you got to remember what you're doing it for. Like, you find your purpose, that's when you find peace. Mm-hmm. And even when it goes crazy, you still find peace. I can tell when I'm not lining up the way I need to be lining up because I see things around me in a different type of point of view. When I'm focused, I'm focused.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's that Gemini in me. I got two sides.
Yeah, really, I got my sister Gemini. I understand it.
Either I'm chilling real hard or I'm going extra hard.
Yeah.
And that's just how I always been. And I'm learning the balance of it. And so with all the stuff that I'm doing, all the stuff that I'm a part of, man, it's a learning experience. I'm taking it and I'm eating it and I'm adding it to my repertoire for my purpose. And I just want to keep going, keep grinding, keep pushing myself.
Sound like you are.
And not even for me, it's for others because it's not my gift. That's one thing I learned. I was talking to one of the young ladies who just did the Bel Air party.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we were talking about some ideas and she like, I gave her one. We exchanged back and she's like, why are you? I'm like, well, it's not my gift. It's everybody's gift.
Right.
I can't be selfish. And I think it's 48 billion acres in the world. Mm. It's enough for everybody.
I'm trying to get me some.
You know
right
what I'm saying?
Now.
Enough for everybody.
Right.
Enough for everybody. Everybody can have their own piece of land. And that means I'm using that subjectively to say that it's always more for everybody.
Right.
It's a room enough for everybody to eat at the table. And that's one of the main things I really want to do, man. Once I get into the position, I want to help others win. Now, everybody you can't help. You know what I'm saying? I understand that.
That's real.
I understand that, and I learned that a long time ago. You can't help everybody. You can't show love to everybody. You can show love, but you can't force the love on them.
And you can't expect it back.
You can't. And that's one of the scariest things because you think some of the people that's close to you that you know since you were little, you know what I'm saying?
You
that
you're, you're telling the truth.
And you bust your lip with. All that stuff. You look up, they're gone.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it hurts, but you take that hurt, right? And you learn from it. So, like, a lot of stuff that happened at home. And so, when I go on the road, something don't happen right.
Mm-hmm.
People might say something or it's like, man, you don't understand. One of my close such and such hurt my feelings. You ain't gonna hurt me. I don't even know you individually.
Right.
So, I didn't know all that chastising, all that dirt that was thrown on me, all that negative stuff was actually building character. And
true.
I didn't get that until like today. No, I'm still learning. I'm still learning what I need to learn. But it's a reality check for me. And every day I just gotta keep applying myself. And I tell everybody all the time, don't stop dreaming small. Dream big, man.
Man,
dream big.
Shoot for the stars, man.
Got to. I'm from Muskegon, bro. Like that's crazy.
Saying.
They could have chose. Like I think about all the time. God could have picked somebody from Atlanta, Chicago, Detroit. To do all the stuff that I'm doing, but he chose a little boy from the west side of the state, man. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
and it's always
it ain't
grateful.
Where you from, man. It's when the universe choose you and you recognize that,
yeah,
you unstoppable.
That's real.
Because you know anybody can tell you that you're great.
Yeah.
Anybody can give it to you, but until you recognize yourself, you can't go as far as you need to go. You only go so far because you got somebody else pushing you. But once you find that inner strength like you have and that inner vision to push through, Man, you ain't done yet. You know what I'm saying? I just met you.
Oh man, well,
but I've been watching your profile and I did my homework, man. You ain't done yet, man. You know, you're gonna be a big hitter in this game, man. You know, I see a lot of doors open up for you because you know how to handle yourself, and you come from small beginnings.
Oh well, that's the thing, you know, man. I failed so many times, boy. Ooh, we can talk about that all day.
Right.
And so that hurting and scraping your knee, man. Like I was telling you, man, you learn so much from it.
Exactly.
Self-inflicted pain. Or self-inflicted situation that you put yourself in and get, you know, God got you out of it. It's always a learn. You're supposed to learn. You make those mistakes. You're supposed to learn from it. A lot of times, it ain't even mistakes. It's choices. Let me take that back.
Choices.
I learned that. A judge told me. I said, I had a long story short, I got in trouble. And I said, I'm sorry. I told the judge, I'm sorry for making this mistake. She's like, no, you didn't make a mistake. You made a choice.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to pay for your consequences for your choice.
Right.
So I look at that. Thank God for grace and mercy. You know what I'm saying? The choices and mistakes that you're able to be covered, man. So every time, man. So now I try to do my best to make the right choices. Meaning people around me, job offers I take, job offers I decline. Bridges I may have burned, bridges mm-hmm. that need to be burned.
Oh, yeah.
Make those choices, man. Make them right, too. Make them quick.
You have to execute when it comes to that, man, you know, because you can't let people come in and disrupt what you got going on or sidetrack. So let me ask you this. What is it that drives you, man? What's your passions, man, that drive you, man, to keep that battery going? Because sometimes we don't get that people cheering for us. Once you get to a certain level, they ain't rooting for you no more, man. And sometimes they're rooting against you or it's silent.
Yeah, so for me, it's a few things. Of course, number one reason is my children, Madison mm-hmm. and Glenn. They're looking towards me and they're looking to me, and I've been on this road, so I got to make this count.
Oh,
I don't want to do none of this stuff in vain just to be doing it. Of course, I got a mom and my family, but individually, it's another little boy out there somewhere from small town USA that needs somebody to look up to, and I want to be the best example I can be. As I'm cleaning myself up and building myself, I want to be able to be that example.
Yeah.
I didn't tell you I used to work in the school system with special needs children and problem children, EICI, mm-hmm. meaning cognitively impaired, emotionally impaired, special needs that could not walk, talk, mm-hmm. nonverbal, and also just troubled children. You know what I'm saying? And that taught me patience.
Oh, yeah.
And being able to be an example for them, like a lot of those people, they see me now that I graduated high school that were in trouble, or those ones who are learning to be more stable on their own, that someone will never understand. You grow with that. And I want to tell you, I love that job.
Mm-hmm.
I never want to go back. So that's one thing that motivates me. I never want to work a 9-to-5. And I told God that. And ever since then, I've been working 24/7.
Mm.
And so that's one of the main things that drives me, is just being able to put myself and my family in a position to win, and also for me to stand on what I said I was going to. I don't understand the word no. I don't understand the word no. I don't.
When you have a calling, you mm-hmm. can't, because there's no such thing as no. The only no you got is the no that you give yourself. Because can't nobody stop you, man. What's meant for you is meant for you, man.
Yeah.
You know, and once you recognize that, man, like I said, everything is about self-recognition. Once you recognize your God-given talent and your God-given spirit and where you're supposed to be in life, because, you know, we sometimes come up where we don't really understand where we're supposed to be at.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's real.
You know, we don't understand our place in this thing. But then once you find it,
there's nothing. I made a stat not too long ago. I try to make sure I don't over. I used to be crazy on Facebook, but I make sure if I say something, it stands the time. You know, I don't talk about, hey, you get, no, I don't do all that. But I made a stat. I said, a man, before he finds a wife, he needs to find his purpose. For anything in life, before you line up anything, you need to find your purpose and your calling.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been on that hunt and that search where I'm like right there, and I feel like I'm on that path, and every day I'm discovering more and more.
Mm-hmm.
And so here I'm in a position now to really enjoy what my purpose is and see what is lining up for me in this calling that I call life. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so every day it's a challenge, bro. It's not easy being...
They are great.
Well, it ain't hard. You know, I'm sure everybody got their own, but I can speak for myself. It's hard every day because now you have expectations. You have people thinking that you can turn water into wine. You have mm-hmm. people thinking you can move mountains. I can't do it, but, you know, I do my best. And, you know, I'm a very strong believer that, you know what I'm saying, if you really, I know it sounds corny, if you put your mind to it, you can do it. You really can put your mind to it in manifestation, speaking those things.
Speak the truth,
you know what I'm saying?
Man.
Speaking those things out. Like, hey, one day I'm going to do this, and one day I can see myself doing this. And you just got to go and do it, man. That's the big thing.
That's why they tell you write it out.
Hell yeah.
Write
yeah.
your dreams and visions out on paper and see what happened, man, and follow through, man. Powerful, man. The thought process and the mind together, man.
It's crazy.
Man. You know what I'm saying? It'll open up so many doors, man. But, you know, like I said, we don't always get that fed to us growing up. We get it from a different angle, and we learn through our trials and tribulations. But you here, man. Let me hear about some of the biggest events you had, man. I know you got one coming to Grand Anvil.
Man.
Let people know how you get down, man, and why you get down.
One of the biggest events I've done, was last year. We were in Atlanta. We had Frankie Beverly and Maze, Commodores, Johnny Gill, Ralph Transvan, The Whispers, and some other artists. We called our Saturday Night Old School Music Festival in Atlanta, Georgia. We had 16,000 people at the Mercedes-Benz backyard. That was my biggest event I've ever been a part of. My biggest payday as well.
Get that paper.
Man, and it was, excuse me, I'm not crying. It was mind-blowing because you're in front of 16,000 people and they're looking at you like, what's up?
Right.
Here you are. this is what you asked for, what you gonna do with it? Mm-hmm. And so, when I was able to do that, that was crazy. That was most exciting. But
16,000
people, not including staff and, you know, everybody that was a part of it, but 16,000 individuals. We downtown Atlanta was off the chain. So
I love Atlanta, man.
Atlanta is my other home. Like I always say that about Chicago and Detroit, but Atlanta is like a place where I plan on moving. I'm getting up out of here soon. Just waiting on some things to get in order, but Atlanta's going to be my destination. I got just some contracts to sign and just some things I need to settle. But that was one of the biggest shows. One of my best shows, I would have to say, was the first time we did Atlanta with the All-Star Legend Hip Hop. T.I., Jeezy came, Shekinah and Tiny. And I wasn't a host at the time. I was just the person, hey, thanks for coming out. Mm-hmm. Get a mic to somebody else and get off stage. Right. But I kind of got in there and seen what it was. 2019, March of 2019. And that was probably one of the dopest things experienced because I was like, all right, I'm here now. So let me see what I need to start doing and start moving around. Of course, my most prideful event that I have is my Black Tie that I do every year in Muskegon, Michigan, man, between 300 and 400 people. We just celebrated a milestone of 10 years doing the event, and I've been really, really blessed to have continued support from my city and around. We have people fly in from out of town to Muskegon. Now, mind you, it's winter, so it's always in December. And so sometimes in roads and the planes, they be tripping.
They don't know yet.
And you got to now. This is a suit. This is a formal event, and people suit and tie and all that. People pay some pretty pennies in order to enjoy a night of elegance and class. And so we try to continue to push that envelope to bring that to the forefront. And so that's one of my babies that I said I'd never let go. It's like I get tired of it. Like, I ain't doing no more Black Ties, is it?
Man,
But then everybody like, Jerry, man, you know, you gotta do the Black Tie. That's a staple in Muskegon. And I'm thinking about it, it's the only continued event by a non-production individual in West Michigan that is going on every year by a sole proprietor. And so I'm very grateful, and I'm always telling my people, thank you for supporting me for the Black Tie. It's always incredible, man. We always, you know, show up and show out and look good, classy.
I like
and
that.
And then stuff. And then we always try to find an organization to give back to, a nonprofit.
Man,
somewhere
like
that.
I love them Black Ties, man. I got some ideas of my own, man.
Okay.
You're very influential, man, with what you're doing, man. And for a 10-year event to be still going down, man, that shows your track record ain't for joke. You know what I'm saying? You're really taking care of your business. People respect what you got going on.
Yeah.
And they love coming in to support you, man.
Man, I appreciate them for doing it. It's not it's like I said, you're nothing without people. I learned that a long time from that first party when them 14. When 14 people came, I was like, well, I appreciate y'all for coming. Just tell your friends next time.
Let me ask you something before we wrap it up. Not ask you to get the game away, but what words of wisdom can you get to the young people and the people in general that's out here watching, man, that, you know, need some direction, man, from a person that out here really doing it, man, and came from the bottom and getting to the top?
I'll tell them, come up with a routine, a daily routine that you need to have. No matter what have something you can fall back on to, far mm-hmm. as with your planning, your goals, meaning you have to have a foundation. Anything without a foundation could collapse. Mm-hmm. You have to have something that you can run to and stand on that you know who you are. For me personally, it's my relationship with God. You know what I'm saying? That's I can't. People are like, you always talking about that's all I know. That's all I know. When I was in trouble, I couldn't talk to God. Y'all weren't bailing me out and weren't helping me out with this bill. It was really, that's all I knew. And I had a relationship with him, man, where, you know, it's not a relationship with you. It's not a relationship. It's my talk to Daddy. And I do that routine daily, even if I don't feel like, even if I'm having too much fun the night before, mm-hmm. or I got some real big going on.
Great, man. You know, because we all have an infinite source, man, that we need to check in with, man. And to get a routine going on and getting your day started is valuable, man. You know, you can't leave the day, man, start the day with that nonsense you went to sleep
on.
Yeah,
you got to reboot. You got to reboot the system,
you
man.
Have to, right? Yeah. That push restart,
that's
right?
That's it, man. That's for sure. You know, you want to make sure that you really focus in and hone in on what your goals and your plans are, I should say. My mom's an English teacher. She'll be so embarrassed of my grammar. The King's English. I should be talking like it when I'm conversing with others.
Now you writing some lines.
Oh, man, what? I don't care how old I am. She's like, ain't a word.
Right.
Ain't a word, mama? Okay. But nonetheless, no, you want to, you know, you really want to have that routine down packed and so that you can have something to fall back on, you know what I'm saying? The routine, mm-hmm. you'll build on top of that. Just like if you do a negative routine, you'll digress from that, you know, you're from doing what you're supposed to be doing. And so every day I just try to make sure that, you know, that you have a routine, talk to God, what I do, and just stay focused, man, and go for it, man. Have that purpose. Man. And really figure it out, man. I'm 33, and I'm still dropping the ball. Mm-hmm. But for those people that's 24, 22, 21, 19, 18, 16, man, listen, you got life ahead of you if you do it right. You know, things happen, make wrong choices and mistakes, like I was saying, but you have to keep moving forward, man. You have to move forward. Mm-hmm. It's the only way that you can cognitively process a lot of things for it's you to be true. Better. So your it's life true. Is only your life. Nobody controls it but you.
Nobody controls it but you. And plug in some positive affirmations, that's man. It. You know, some positive self-talk. When I say self-talk, it don't mean you're crazy. You don't got to, you know.
I talk to myself.
You have to, man, because you have to reaffirm where you're trying to go and how you're going to get there.
That's
and then you, it's like, say, your vision. You have to envision yourself there. You have to really see it in your mind. If you don't see it and see yourself getting there, can't nobody else see it and help you get there. It starts with the person and the individual. So y'all get out there, man, and y'all take these wise words, man, from J.R. Gray.
Man, I appreciate it, man. You know, I appreciate it.
Let the people know, man, where they can find you at, man, these social media sites, man, so they can come out and support this man because, man, he's doing it, man, you know, and he started from the bottom, man, and he used his God-given talent that he didn't know he had and turned it into profit, man, and you can do the same.
You sure can. So, hey, follow me on Instagram at jrgraydesigns_ENT. Visit me on my website at www.jrgraydesigns.com. You see all the stuff that I'm a part of, some of the shows that are coming up. Find me on Facebook at Glenn Douglas Gray Jr., J.R. Gray Designs and Entertainment, and J.R. Gray. I have so many different social medias, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn at Glenn Douglas Gray or J.R. Just find, you can Google me. I'm Googleable. You say that?
Right.
I'm Googleable. Right? We're happy to help with all type of things from weddings to events, special birthdays, obituaries, graphics, flyers, whatever the case is. We try to cover all the bases, and we're not just local. We're like, you know, like my shows, we're all over the country and out the country. I work with somebody mm-hmm. in Australia. I got to get my passport because we're supposed to be taking some of these shows overseas, man.
You
so,
the man to know.
No, I'm not.
Are you getting there?
I'm getting there. No, I'm saying. But no, for real. It's a dope experience. I'm very happy that you brought me on, my brother, man. You keep influencing people, man, with these positive thoughts, man.
I appreciate
and
you,
and people
man.
Need you, man. Man, I didn't know you were your age, bro. I thought you about 33, 34, bro.
You know, it's always say young, too, right?
Man,
you know,
because
age ain't nothing but a number, it's, man. It's, man. You feel good. How we really say we are. You know,
that's it, bro. That's you know? It. You, man, you out here looking better than me, fit. Man, I'm a little chunky. I got to lose this road weight and got up on you.
Hey, right. Hey, that road life will get you,
man,
right?
Man, quick, fast, and hurry. You look
get
up.
Get you a jump over.
Man, so I run hills and all that stuff. So I actually lost like 20 pounds since being back home. Just got back to my routine
right.
of working out, running, eating better, and hitting that gym, you know. So That's the main thing, main
focus. So understand, y'all, you can do what you want to do in life. You don't have to follow the same routine, but understand that it's up to you, and you have the power to change your life and your situation by just being real with yourself and pushing yourself to another level. Thank you for coming on, my brother. I sure appreciate you. We're going to do some business. We're going to do some other things.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it.
And I'm coming to support, man. Y'all come support, too, man, at the Van Andel. What's
the date? May 21st at the Van Andel Arena, man. Follow me on my social media so you can find out how to be a part of it, man. We're looking for small businesses that want to get exposure from the stage. I have a mic, and I'll be talking all that good stuff. And also on our social media to put it out there, man. So contact me. That way we can help everybody out, man. It's your boy, J.R. Great.
Salute, and we out of here, y'all. Y'all have a blessed day. Thanks for tuning in. Dog, you that man. Let's do it.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.